You will. Tell me, what kind of pieces of furniture would you have in that house?
Well, we didn't have nothing but beds and a homemade kitchen table, we called it.
Yes.
Big long table, bench over against the wall to sit on, and had these old homemade stool chairs, you know. You know what they are, don't you?
And no, sir, can you describe those to me and tell me about those?
Huh?
Could you tell me about one of those?
I can show you one right here.
Okay. Yes, let me take a look at that. You made all those chairs yourself?
No, I didn't make those chairs. This fellow named Brown made that one.
Yes, sir.
He made four of them. Made two for my daddy and two for me years ago. So I just used them around. Well, I used them up here. One of them up here at the barn all the time. My wife did sit down in the milk. Milk the cows. And after she passed away, I sold out all the... Well, I kept them about a couple of months, I guess, the cows. Milked them, had to get up and go to drive about 40 miles to work. Had to get up and milk them cows and want to take care of the milk. Had two of them here and get my breakfast, pack my lunch, and get on the job and work at 7:30.
You had to get up for it.
Yeah, I had to get up around 4 o'clock.
Yeah, sure. That's right. Yeah. We were talking about that house. What about the house on the other place y'all bought? What was it like?
On our old place?
Yes, sir.
It was just a big old log, one log room.
And when you bought that other farm, that other 100 acres?
Well, here's the weather boarding.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it was two-story.
What rooms did it have in there?
There were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rooms there. Besides the upstairs, there was 2 rooms upstairs that made 7 in here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No bathroom them days. No. Mm-hmm. We had outside toilets, you know.
I guess that'd be pretty bad in the winter.
Yeah. Well, back then they didn't pay no attention to it much. Used to it, you know.
Yeah. What was your barn like when you were coming up? The barn that you had, what was it built like?
Well, we just built it out of... We just boxed it, framed it up out of poles.
Yes.
Go to wood and hew out the big sails and hew them out of the broadaxe, you know. Put a sail, and then we get the post, we cut them white poplar down on them swamps and over that big around, just peel the bark off of them, mm-hmm. use them for posts.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd use 2x10s around for banding around them and put the floor on. People used poles in the loft to lay the boards on, but we didn't. Back to that, and we could get some lumber then. But back most of the way back in my granddaddy's day, there wasn't no sawmill in the country. You said to hew out what you
use.
But, you punch them floors in the house. Chew them out and lay them down, right?
Yes, sir. Yes. What all did y'all keep in the barn? What all things would y'all put in there?
Well, we put our feed all in there, our hay in the loft. We had a big loft. We put our hay in and we sliced the rye out. We bundled up the rye straw and put it up in there and feed cattle in the winter. Then we keep our horse stock and cattle in the stables. We'd have stalls made and put our horses in. On one, we had a big shed through the barn and a row of stalls on each side for the horse stall.
Yeah.
Then we had a big long stall built on the other side to run the loose cattle in. Of course, we kept our milk cows up here in the stalls too.
Did you milk them in the stalls? Or?
Yeah, well, no, we wouldn't milk them in. We'd get them out in the shed and milk them. We'd have a feed box there and get them out and feed them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they was trained pretty well trained. They'd get out and stand underneath your barn while you milk them.
That's pretty good. I guess
yeah.